Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening, Henrietta Bird, along with a guest co-host, because as you know, Glenn is on vacation this week. So our guest co-host for this evening is Rod Pass, who you hear all the time on our show, and agreed to co-host with me this evening. So, Rod, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Henrietta. Who's else on the show with us so far?
There's several people right now. I have to check their numbers and see. How's everything going in Atlanta?
Well, it's going actually cold tonight, mm-hmm. But also it's been funny because, you know, we went from 70 degrees to tonight to today, maybe 50 degrees. And of course, also I had a pleasant surprise today. I actually got a chance to work inside of a big thing tonight where I work with University of Alabama, Birmingham, University of Alabama football team. They had the coach on, and he's one of the winningest coach in college football. And it was just great to actually work on his talk show tonight. So it felt weird that going from one talk show to another talk show.
Okay.
So it was actually pretty exciting because he has so many championships under his belt. And then like I said, he was his talk show, and now coming to this talk show is just like an interesting night. Who knew, right? So
right,
that's what's going
right.
on for me in Atlanta right now.
Okay, that's great. Well, you're warmed up then. So you should,
mm-hmm,
you should be ready. Right. That's good.
Yes, I am.
Right, dropping from 70 degrees to 50 degrees is that will still be a heat wave in Chicago, because when we drop 30, 40 degrees at one time. So, and then we stay at a particular low for a while. So it was 50 degrees one day, and it dropped to 29, and it's kind of been 29 for the rest of the week. But it's dry, so we like are happy whenever it's dry in Chicago. So, as always, you know, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we do everything based on a declaration that was created by a group of people at the very first annual summit event. And this declaration is where we find ourselves. This is how we live, basically. This is what we consider the foundation for our organization. We start our meetings, our phone calls, our gatherings with this, and we do it on the talk show every week. So right now, I'd like to share with you the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, and all places everywhere that we can be heard. And this is December 29th, 2016. In the north, the south, the east, and the west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And our show begins. The International Black Summit has an annual summit event every first weekend in August. And in 2017, that event will be taking place in Guyana, South America. And we invite all of our listeners to please join us next year in Guyana. Our website, blacksummit.org, will have all of the information as it unfolds. We are looking forward to Guyana, South America. The dates for that, so that you can put in for your vacation as soon as you go back to work next week, are those dates are August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, 2017, in Guyana, South America. We will give you as much information as we possibly can. I can tell you this, you definitely need a passport. And so you can apply for that now if you don't already have one. We will also update you on the most economical airfares and the hotel and all of that information as it unfolds. So keep in touch with us at blacksummit.org. Shoot us an email if you have questions. Just send the emails, or you can call into the talk show. And so that's what we're up to in 2017. We have a lot of other things going on that are great and unfolding. That's our annual summit event. That's our main event. And remember, if you've never participated in our annual summit event, you must get there Wednesday night so that you are available at 9 a.m. Thursday morning to do the prerequisite. All participants must take the course, the prerequisite course, and that course is on Thursday at 9 a.m. on the 3rd of August. If you've done the prerequisite before, you know you can get there early Thursday so that you can participate in the opening ceremonies, which are held somewhere around 6:30, 7 p.m. on Thursday night. So you want to be there for the opening ceremonies. And again, if you've not done the summit before, you want to make sure you are there Wednesday night so that you can participate in an all-day course, the International Black Summit prerequisite. So that's what's going on with us. Tonight, our conversation is about acknowledging our 2016 year. The International Black Summit has had a fabulous year this year, and we decided that we would acknowledge the year that we've had as individuals, as groups, as teams, as participants in the annual summit event, which you know was held in Ferguson, Missouri this year. And we just had a wonderful, wonderful experience in Ferguson. So Rod, as I go to the calls, go to the switchboard, I'm going to open up the mics for people to share. But if you don't mind starting us off, I'd like to find out, like, what was it about Ferguson that was just so transformational for you this year, or anything that occurred in 2016, you know, like the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series, something like that, you know. So I'll turn it over to you, Rod. I'll go to the switchboard.
Well, for me, one is that I actually went to Ferguson, and it was really nice. That Thursday night was just so magical because I know we had some guests that came in, and we had one, you know, the man that came in, and he sung for us that night. We had, you know, Darnell come there, and, you know, Darnell, who was a person who actually filmed some of the activities that happened in Ferguson. And then, of course, to just have Darnell be in the summit, and he and his wife, to know more about that community, to get to really be inside that community, to go to the area where Michael Brown was killed. All of that played a role in how that summit was for me. And also, I think it was also one of the best summits that I've ever been part of, because even some of the people that were sharing, especially William Jordan, you know, I told him, he was participant in the summit, I said, you know, people, they write books about people like you. And his shares was just so rich. So that entire summit was just, it was just phenomenal, you know. Thursday night all the way through to Sunday. It was just awesome. It was one of those summits that, you know, like you just, it was probably a small summit and as far as the numbers were concerned, but it was like powerful in the content and the people and how rich it was. So I guess that's all I can say about how that summit was for me. And I'm complete with that. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned William Jordan, I thought about one of the things that occurred this year was I think it is the one remaining Tuskegee Airman this year, and I actually met him on Veterans Day. And what was so interesting about that, that was in November, maybe. Well, okay, November 11th. And there's a program, you know, just so our listeners will know, there's a program that the Tuskegee Airmen started, and the name of the program is Tuskegee Next. And this gentleman is 90 years old. He still drives his own car. He came to the event on his own, you know, and we were able to acknowledge him. That was a highlight for me this year. I got real present to veterans this year like no other year for some reason. And then a week later, or 2 weeks later, we actually met a guy who went through the program, that Tuskegee Next program, and he is a 25-year-old African-American pilot who actually goes to school in St. Louis. You know, close to Ferguson at Washington University. And so it was real interesting that, you know, like 2 weeks prior to me talking to him, and he was actually the guy who told us about the program. So if you know our young adults who are interested in the program, I think that he said they take young adults from 18, I'm not sure what that top age is, but Tuskegee Next is the name of the program. So I just wanted to say that. We have a caller, 757-593. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
757-593.
You know who this is, Henrietta.
I do now. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. So how was 2016 for you, Jerry?
Yeah, 2016. It was okay. It could be better. But I think the one thing for me that I want to announce is myself.
Okay.
I want to announce myself because I can't only come a long way. And I just want to just do more. I feel like I do more for our community. And I'm going to make a joint effort, you know, to do, you know, to be part. I know I'm always going to be part of Summit family. But I just want to be more involved in Summit family as I was before.
Okay.
You know, take the necessary steps, you know, to be MVP again.
You are always our MVP, Jerry. Always.
Oh, thank you. Don't make me cry now.
Always our MVP.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question, Jerry. As the question or the declaration that came out of Ferguson this year talked about, let me start with the 2015 question that came out of Atlanta was, I embrace all aspects of myself. And then we moved into Ferguson, and what came out of Ferguson was, as I embraced all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? And then oftentimes on our calls we'll say, my universe. Like as you embrace all aspects of Jerry, including rage and including fear, what's possible, Jerry, for you?
Possible for me. Maybe it's almost like a two-part answer or a part.
A what? Say it again.
I said I might give you a part and a half answer, but I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna do my best to answer this.
Okay.
Yes, it was raised what I seen in our community that happened to us time after time again. But that rage and fear, I want to be strong. I want to be strong for our people. I want to have that conviction. I don't want to feel that I'm scared. I want to be fearless.
Okay.
That's what I want to stand for. I don't think it was like fear to me. I think mad, yeah, but I just want to be on solid ground.
Okay.
Conviction. Yeah, that's what I want to stand to. You know, I'm African descent. I ain't mean to curse. I'm a bad motherfucker. And I want our people to be that.
One of the statements in the declaration is unlimited possibility. It speaks about unlimited possibility, and that's what I heard in your speaking. You know, you want to be unlimited. And we are often asked just to step into it, you know, step into being fearless, step into being unstoppable. You know, kind of like step into it. And I love the intention that you have is that you want to do more for your people, for our people, you know, for people of African descent. And so I love that. That's great. Great. If you have a question, you can press the number one button and it'll raise your hand. I don't, you know, I'm speaking to the people online, the people who have called in. If you would like for me to turn on your mic, just press the number one button and it will let me know. But that's great. Rod, was there anything that you heard in Jerry's chair?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I guess when I look at, like, how do I engage my fear, you know, a lot came up for me in that you know, when we were actually in the summit. And I guess one of the things is just to just notice where my fear comes from and just be okay with it, that it actually comes up, but not to really truly get too engaged in it. And especially inside of fear, because, you know, you get fear of the police, you get fear of everything else. And I think sometimes it's so funny. I think about when I see blue lights, fear comes up automatically. But it was just a great question to dwell in this year. And I'm glad you're even bringing that up, because I guess that was the biggest thing about being around this being around the summit this year of, you know, how do we address, I mean, how do we actually deal with engaging in the question and engaging in our fear, and it was just a great experience to even hear all the richness that was actually done in the summit around that. And for myself, just how I, you know, engage in it every day. Sometimes when you're dealing with, you know, fear, can I make it this way, or what else I have to deal with, and, you know, what, you know, it's so funny, because I can think about right now, what will next year hold? You know, what will 2017 hold? And 2016 is over, you know, just a few more days, and just taking on the next year and be fearless and going into the next year. So that's just one of the things that showed up for me inside of this question.
That's great. The really great part about it is that we get to create it. You know, we actually get to create what happens next year. You know, we get to set our intentions. We get to do, you know, like to be what it is that we want. You know, like fearless. Like Jerry, you talked about being fearless. You talked about doing more. And we get to create that. Like, what does doing more look like? And we get to say, you know, I was thinking about that earlier. Someone asked me, did I have any resolutions, you know? And one of the resolutions I have is to be able to generate income around the things that I love doing, you know, a larger income for the things that I enjoy doing. Like, I love what I do every day. And I want to step it up a notch. You know, like Jerry said, he wants to do more. I want to step it up a notch. I want to be able to have more resources for others. You know, I'm in Chicago, and you all know what the news is like in Chicago. And so today, from, you know, the time I woke up until probably 3 o'clock, it was nonstop phone calls about funerals, about people who have made their transition. You know, it's holiday time, and for some reason, people move on to another experience during this time. So I was really, really busy all day long talking to families and talking to parents of victims of, you know, of different brutal type transitions, what appears to be brutal, right? And to be able to talk to those families and to help them. You know, we have I worked with a family today who has a 1-month-old baby who's in the hospital, and
they have to go, you know, they have to go every day. And the baby has had four surgeries in the month, in one month, right? And so I was able to call and have asked some of our people, you know, the summit has all kinds of wonderful specialists, and we have healers in our midst, and we have prayer warriors. You know, we have people who will allow people to stay with them while they visit the hospital. We have everything in the summit, you know. And so I would like to do it. It was a full day, and I was worn out by 3 o'clock, you know. But I'm grateful to be able to be of service to people in need at times like this, you know. So that's one of my things, to be able to have more resources, to be of greater service, greater service to others. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are headed to Guyana, South America, August 3rd through the 6th, 2017. One of the other things I wanted to say about Guyana is Guyana is celebrating it has a holiday, Independence Day, July 31st. So for those of you who would like to go down for those celebrations, you know, set your time so that you come in right before the July 31st and stay for the summit. So there's a lot going on. And as I said earlier, we will have all of that information on our website, which is blacksummit.org. We have two callers. One is an 803 number. I just want to, 803-374 number. I just want to check in to see if you have something to say, because I do know sometimes people press and it doesn't show up. So I'm just checking in with you to see if you had something to share with that.
Yes, thank you, Henrietta. This is David in South Carolina. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Well,
wonderful. So I thought your question was really interesting about what we want to acknowledge for 2016. Because there's many things that have happened in my life that I want to acknowledge. Certainly being at the summit this year, and particularly being able to go to the place where Michael Brown was shot and killed on the last Sunday of the summit, to be there with all of us gathered in the middle of the road in that small community as cars are driving around us, to be able to share the summit declaration, and then to begin singing and have people come out on their balconies and come out on their front porch and open their windows to see what was going on. I mean, that was an incredible, powerful moment for me. And almost as powerful as when the summit took me to Africa for the first time, when we went to Kenya. The experience in Africa was, I didn't really know what to expect, but as I took my first step off the plane, I fell to my knees and kissed the ground. It was as if I had been away for 1,000 years and had come back home. It was an incredible experience, one that I would wish to any person of African descent, if you've never been to Africa, to any part of Africa, but mostly the parts of Africa where, you know, primarily it's people of Black African descent. I encourage you to make that trip. You know, make that one of the special things you do in your life. And that trip to Africa was amazing. But then being able to be in Ferguson there with all of us together, it really was it was the perfect completion to that year's summit. Last year was for us to be there, particularly given that you know, one of the stands in the Declaration is ending the murders for our men, women, and children. So that was, I acknowledge that summit for making the experience of the many, many men and women who died at the hands of police officers, making that real for me. Because, you know, to some extent, you know, you can be distant from it, but to be there, you know, standing on the, in the space where he laid and died, that was huge for me. And then personally, this was the, 2016 was the year I lost my father. He actually died on Thanksgiving morning. And it was, you know, my mom had died in 2008 in December. So, you know, it, the holidays, the blessing of the holidays and the giving thanks of the holidays was a little hard to find for me this year. But I rejoiced in knowing that, you know, the work we were doing in the International Black Summit, you know, is beginning to take fruit, that we're beginning to have a conversation available for people to hear themselves inside of. And I was also very pleased that my nephew Mikey, he and his wife had a new baby girl just a few months before Dad died. So as one life ends, a new life began, and that actually, you know, gave it all full circle for me. You know, and I think of the life that young Maria Ivy will have, you know, and knowing her legacy, that, you know, my mom, her great-grandmother and her great-grandfather, you know, did, you know, they were the ones who pioneered, who did the work, who created a foundation that led to her birth. And so as I close out 2016, I'm more committed than ever to my father's legacy, which I say is service, conviction, and family. And so I'm looking now to see how can I fulfill on his legacy in my remaining years of my life. You know, what difference can I make so that when people come to my funeral, each and every one will stand up and say the same things they said about my dad, about me. And that would make me, I would know that I had led a successful life. So I acknowledge the summit. I acknowledge us for making the journey to Ferguson. I acknowledge my parents for the legacy they provided. I miss them. I love them. And I wish that they had physically been with me at one of the summits I attended, but I know we always invite our elders to join us as a key part of the summit not only the experience, but the work we do. So I know that each time we invoke and invite them, well, there'll be another one there.
Right.
My dad.
Right. Yeah. David, thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's great.
Thank you for the invitation.
Right. David, state your father's full name.
I will.
And so we have a new ancestor now, which is great.
Yes, we do.
And, and so all of the intentions, we have, you know, we have some wind, and you specifically have another type wind beneath your wing now. So, you know, just remember what Chikesha always says is, our ancestors expect us to call on them for help. And so, you know, speak his name then and know that whatever you need, he's there to guide and direct you. So, David, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And we will, of course, always remember your dad in our speaking as well. I'm going to go back to the switchboard, and there's a caller, 212-662. I'm just checking in to see if you have something to say. Okay, I'm going to try one more time. 212-662. Okay, so there's static there, so let me try. 917-558 caller. You're on the air. 917-558. Okay. Wait, so I'll turn those mics back on, and we'll continue. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we have a CARE team, a community and regional events team. And what we would like for people to know is this is a team that that creates event. Well, I won't say they handle the events that the community creates. So it's a new kind of team that we have with the summit this year. That when a particular community would like to have the experience of the summit, they can communicate that with us, and the CARE team will take a look, and as long as that community stands for the event, meaning, you know, they create it, they work on it, they develop it, they finance it, the summit body will come in, and that any community can have a summit experience. That is not the annual summit event. That is considered a regional event. And so I just wanted to, you know, allow people to be present to that, because we get questions all the time. Will you come and do the summit here? Not the annual summit event. That's our, you know, annual event. But we do community and regional events now. So if you're interested in that, shoot us an email at blacksummit.org, and we'll be able to work with your community and actually create a specialized event for you. We have a wonderful media team. We have just some of the greatest teams ever. We have a prerequisite team. We have a talk show team. We have a sound team. We have some support, which I need to say a little bit about that as well. If you find it in your heart and in your budget to be a part of the summit support team, we welcome you to give donations. If you go to blacksummit.org, you will be able to click on summit support, and you will be able to donate monthly. And that donation can come directly out of your checking account, and it will go toward the work of the summit. And we appreciate and thank you for even considering being a part of the summit support team. We also have a corporate sponsorship team. So if you know of a business or work with a corporation that would like to donate to the work, the transformation work that we do, please contact us again at blacksummit.org. And we have others. We have other teams as well. I just wanted to present those because we have so many archive listeners. I want to make sure that everyone knows what's really going on with the International Black Summit. So let's get back to our conversation about embracing rage and fear, as well as acknowledging our 2016 year. I mentioned the Cubs earlier, and in the city of Chicago, you know, there's so much in the news about Chicago, and really all of it, you know, when I talk to people who live in other states, sometimes the only thing they know is about the gun violence that we have in Chicago. And I actually got to experience going to a Cubs game during the playoff season. And it was, I mean, you talk about exciting. It was just so exciting. It was so exciting. And to watch a team that I had been told about just earlier this year, watch a team pull themselves together to win is what I enjoyed so much about it. You know, I like games like that. I like teams like that. I like working with people who are down and finding ways to pull themselves up. And that was my experience with the Cubs and that championship game. You know, it was just really something to watch, and especially to listen to the players say, we went into the locker room and we got ourselves together. And I think the reason that they were able to go into the locker room was because it rained or something. There was a long kind of a break, and it was the time that they needed, and they got themselves together. So the question I would like to ask is and I'm asking, you know, Jerry, I'm asking you, Rod, I'm asking David, if there's been a time where you were really feeling that you weren't going to make it when it came to a particular thing that you were working on, and it wasn't going to work, and you found a way to pull yourself together and make it work for you. So, you know, just think about it for a while, and if there's some, you know, something that you could share with us, go ahead.
Well, that's, are you there, Henrietta?
I am.
Okay. Well, I think, it feels like that almost every day at work for me sometimes, because it's very stressful sometimes at work, and sometimes I don't think I can pull it off, and then I get it done like right at the wire. So that feels like I'm almost like an everyday event. So that's one. But then it's so funny because I was telling Henrietta about this last week. I had something that was very, very stressful probably about 2 weeks ago. That was last week. It was probably last Sunday before last. And the client came in. Oh, by the way, I work in the hotel industry, and I'm an audiovisual technician, and I have to pull events together and, just have the audiovisual work. I don't do the event itself, but just have their, you know, their event go well. And I walked into the room, and it just was, I mean, I was, you know, they came 3 hours early, and they wanted their stuff up right away. And, I mean, I had to rush in and try to get the stuff together. And as I walked in, I actually went back, got it going, and then as I walked out, you know, I was still a little upset. And this man called, a friend of mine who I hadn't talked to in a couple of months, or probably about 5 or 6 months. He called and said, "Hey, how are you doing?" I said, "You know, I am really having a hard time right now." And he just said some inspirational words Well, he didn't say anything. He just said, hey, you know, you still got a job, right? The world's not ending, is it? I'm like, no. He said, okay, well, you're fine. You're going to be great, you know. And that just, I don't know, it just shifted my whole night. And, of course, I went back, and the event went very well. But even just that little brief inspiration, even me, I wasn't going to take the call. I took the call, talked to him, and it just uplifted me. And I think sometimes those are the type of things that you know, it's kind of nice in life to have, is that, one, you never know where those golden nuggets are going to come from, and then you just pick yourself up and keep going, you know. And that just happened, like I said, Sunday before last, and it really made my day, you know. So that was one of the things, I guess that's something I could share for myself.
That's great, yeah, and that's interesting. You know, when you were talking about that, I thought about the declaration, the part of the declaration where it says, we declare that there's an I declaration, that I am whole and complete, because there's that times where, it's those times where we feel out of control, like we can't do it, that we have to declare ourselves whole and declare ourselves complete. Like, there's nothing missing. I can do whatever it is. And sometimes that comes from another person, you know, like it did in your case, Rod. Thank you. That's great. Really, really great. David, what about you?
So this is David again. So, Andrea, that's such a great question. My experience is a little different from Rod's, both of it is something to be discovered. So one of the things that I learned through my participation in the summit, and the person I want to credit with this is my good friend Karen from New Jersey, Karen Jordan, mm-hmm. Bill's daughter. We were active at that time when I lived in Boston. She was in New Jersey. And we both had created small groups of people in the Black community that work together. And so from time to time, they would come up to Boston to participate in an event, and we would go down to New Jersey to participate in an event. And in between events, Karen and I Pearlie Belk and Bill, her later to become her husband, we would actually have like facilitator calls together. And one of the things that Karen offered to me was that when it seemed like there was something I was trying to do and it would never seem to work, was to pause for a moment and allow that maybe, like, this was not the time that life wanted me to fulfill on that.
Okay.
To actually be able to let something go. And that's been powerful for me in a lot of ways. And I found that I've been able to let go of things. And if I was away from them for a period of time, I realized, you know what? That wasn't something meant to be a part of my life. I could let it go.
Yeah.
And then inside of the new summit question this year, it's actually happened several times, is I notice, I get present to my anger becoming rage. And I've had glimpses of the commitment behind it. Like, I was angry with this telephone sales thing that I purchased and was called back, angry, wanting my refund, didn't want to talk to anyone. And in my rage, I finally paused a moment to listen. And the guy clearly explained what their policies were. And reminded me that if I had read them, I would have clearly seen what the policies were. And in that moment, I got that I was accountable for what had happened, not this company. And I thanked the guy for his patience with me, and I apologized and got clear about what they're willing to refund me. and left the call being fully responsible that I was responsible for what had happened. There was no one to blame. It's just that I was responsible for all of it. And that's one of a glimpse of the freedom that comes from being able to be with my anger and rage, to get present to what might have been behind it. Like life giving me an opportunity to take responsibility for something that I was unwilling to be responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two of the things that I've discovered. And again, actually out of my participation in the summit, most of those discoveries for myself.
That's really good. That's really, really good. Steve Harvey, on his show today, he was saying that prisons are filled with people who were angry. They just got angry about something, you know. And I'm not quoting him, but it was something to that effect, you know. And if we can just really look, just take a moment, you know, that moment of silence that we have at the end of the declaration, sometimes that moment of silence has to come in the midst of our rage and our fear. And the moment of silence is our quietness. But it's in the silence that we discover or something is uncovered for us, you know, or we get the idea of what to do or what to say or what not to do or what not to say. But it's in the stillness, that's the word, in the stillness is when we hear and we can listen. So that's really good. I'm glad you shared that, because that you know, I think about that often when I don't want to do something and I know I don't want to do it and I have 10 reasons that I don't want to do it, and I'm justified, you know, like I have a right to my 10 reasons for not wanting to do it. And when I'm learning that when I hear myself saying that, to do it, that is like a red flag, and we got to do it, because that's your ego. That's your ego saying, don't do it. You don't want to do it. Nobody can make you do it. You don't feel like doing it. You've done your part. With all of that, that's your ego. So do it. Just do it. And every time, just like you, every time I just go on and do it, it's done. And usually it's done very quickly, and I can move on to something greater. And had I stood on or not gotten off of it, of not doing it, I wouldn't be able to move on to what was next. And so I would have been holding myself back. Like you said, you know, I have to take responsibility for holding myself back when I don't want to do something. So thank you, David. I really appreciate that. Jerry, I think Jerry is gone. I want to try the 917 call again to see if someone is there. Is our caller, are you there? 917? Okay. And 212. Nope, we still have static on the line. Yeah, we still have static on that line. So,
Anyway, you want to ask them if they can just call you personally and see if they can just get linked in, because it seems like it may be probably a technical problem, because if you did it with two people, more likely it was probably technical.
Okay, so you all have my number, and, you know, if you wanna share, or if you wanna want me to three-way you in, just call my number. Great. Rod,
I really appreciated what David just shared. I thought that was really, really great. It's so funny. I think a few years ago, something happened. This was many, many years ago. And I think I took full responsibility for it at that moment. And the person that was next to me, he was like, "Oh my God, nobody does that," you know. And he was like in shock. You know, I think I had just done the forum. Yeah, who does that? And it was so interesting that he was like amazed by the responsibility that I took in that moment, you know. I was just like, you know, like that. It felt like a normal day for me, but still, it was like, listen, I took that as a compliment, but also I just realized, you know, as we say, without integrity, nothing works. But of course, for us who've been around the work, that's what comes up. But for people who are outside the work, to see somebody who actually takes on responsibility, it's a great thing. And I also can see that I think it's really great when a person can really go and say, hey, I see some things that I couldn't see myself when someone pointed out to me, and I become the bigger person and just take responsibility for my actions. And I really appreciate what you said, David, and how that landed. And I know that I have to deal with that. It seems like every day sometimes, especially being in certain arenas that you deal with stuff like that. So thanks for that.
Thanks for that
share, David.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So I've heard taking full responsibility. You know, noticing that I created this situation myself. You know, like letting go of wanting to do it a particular way or not wanting to do it. You know, like letting go of that. What keeps coming to me, David, is what you said about your dad, about service, commitment, and family. And
yeah, the second word was conviction.
I want to make sure that the C was commitment. Was that commitment?
No, the second word was conviction.
Conviction.
Conviction, yes.
Service, conviction, and family.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And that's something that rang just loud for me. All three of them. And, you know, for a lot of reasons, in a lot of ways. So those are just three great ways of being, you know. And so, you know, as we continue in this conversation, until we get to Guyana, we will be in this question that, or this declaration, as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, you know, then we ask ourselves the question, what is available when I do that, when I embrace all aspects of myself, those aspects that I love about me, the ones that I don't like about me, the ones that I'm hesitant to, you know, when I'm hesitant to be Henrietta because of the situation I'm in or the people I might be around, I may hesitate, you know, or when I go forward and I might be too pushy. You know, those all of those aspects about myself. And then there's rage and fear that go along with all of those other pieces, you know, and we talked about how I cover up the rage and how sometimes the fear is it comes out because of the rage, or vice versa. The rage comes out because of the fear, you know. And as I embrace all of that, like, what is the possibility if I just grab a hold to all parts of me and I keep moving forward with intention, with conviction, with service, you know, knowing my family supports me, knowing that, knowing I have a summit family, you know, not just a biological family, but I have a summit family also. You know, I have a church family. I have a family that I may work with. All of those, you know, families moving forward anyway because I'm embracing it all. What's available? Like, what is available for the transformation of the universe when I do that? That's powerful, just to think about that, you know. And I offer that to our listeners to embrace all aspects of yourself, including rage and fear, and then take a look, a really good look, at what is possible for the transformation of the universe, your universe, as we move forward. Any closing remarks for you, Rod?
No, just a great show. I'm glad that that we were graced with David Pay on this show.
Yeah.
I want to say thanks to Jerry for coming on the show. And I'm glad and welcome that I was invited to co-host. I also want to just say, Henrietta, you did a great job of, you know, presenting the question, presenting the things that the summit offer, and just bringing up how this talk show really keeps the summit conversation live every week. So thank you, Henrietta, for doing such a great job.
Thank you. You're welcome, Rod. Thank you. We just got another caller, and they raised their hand right away. The 404 number, 932. So I'm going to open your mic to see if you have a question. 404-932. You're on the air.
Oh, can you hear me? I was on mute.
Okay,
this
now
is
I can hear you.
I was here all along. I just didn't realize that you couldn't, you didn't know I was here. So I
right,
just,
your number just popped up.
I said, well, let me try this one. And I hit it. But I,
oh, great.
And then it says, oh, you're, yeah. You know, so like, okay. So I just, well, you know, I wanted to presence myself to let you know that I was here and I listened and I heard some just really, really wonderful, you know, shares. And just wanted to let you know I really enjoyed being here. I didn't want to come. That's, you know, when you think about the question you asked about, you know, things you had basically to overcome, well, that was one of them. Like, I didn't want to come. I didn't want to be here. I want to. And I came. So,
okay.
and you know, not just like, that's just an always kind of thing, you know, that's underneath the surface. So I'm really happy that I actually broke through that and got on, you know, got on the call, got on the show and on the air. And so I thank you for a great show. That was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Petal, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Rod, I just want to let you know that we just got four more calls that popped up, and everybody's hand is raised. So I want to go to those. I want to go to.
Yeah,
those
let them all
callers.
Come in. Let them pour
right.
in.
They just
let them pour
up.
In.
That was so interesting. They just popped up. So 504.
Well, I'm going back on mute.
Okay, Petal, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you.
Okay. 504-209. You're on the air.
Yes, yes. Hello, hello, World Citizen Chakasha saying hello. Hi, Rod.
Hi, Chakasha.
Can Rod hear me?
Yeah, hey, Chakasha. Hey, Chakasha. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. I've been on 3 or 4 times, but I forgot to press the 1. So I've been on several times. I've been listening to you guys. And just thank you for sharing all the different aspects and the different places to join in and participate in the summit. And just love the way you were giving a call out. And I hope people heard a calling in the call out and that something was there that called to them, that spoke to them. I've been in the summit over 20 years. My children have joined me in the summit, and I have a continent full of friends from being in the summit. And just thank you guys for having the show continue and have a place for me to call in and for others to join in and join in this one voice. So that's all I wanted to say. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. And everyone just keep on keeping on.
Thanks, Chakasha. Thanks. And we have a caller from the Ferguson area. This is 314-835. You're on the air.
Hello, Mrs. Bird. How are you?
Hi, Darnell. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. I want to say, first of all, God bless you and God bless Rod. We had a wonderful time in Chicago with you, Ms. Bird, and the one thing that I wanted to comment on is, and I've thought about this from the time I left Chicago, Ms. Bird, when you came to mind. I am so blessed to experience your faithfulness. And, you know, oftentimes faith can't be seen unless there's a challenge, unless there's an obstacle to be overcome. And, Ms. Bird, you are such an inspiration because of your faith. And I hope in 2017 I can imitate the kind of faith you have, because that event that you put on in Chicago was nothing but an exercise of faith and of love, and everything that you do is excellent. But because you love people and because you know, the Bible says without a vision the people perish, because you have a vision of goodness for people, you just shine. And I want to be able to do that for people, so that they know that I'm for them without any kind of, you know, malice or any kind of, you know, agenda. I think, you know, anybody who meets Ms. Bird and comes in contact with her walks away with the impression that life is for you. And hopefully in 2017, that's what I'm going to push for in my relationships with people and just in my outlook on life, that no matter what obstacles I face, you know, I'm going to know that life is for me and God is for me and good things are there for me to have. And regardless of what my situation looks like, as long as I know that this universe is pulling for me, everything's going to be all right. I know that was a mouthful.
Darnell, thank you. Thank you so much for the acknowledgement. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're welcome.
Thank you. Whew. Be with that. Look, I'm being with that. You know, that was acknowledgement is sometimes challenging. But yeah. I really appreciate that, and thank you for that beautiful acknowledgement.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You know you're welcome. You know you're welcome in Ferguson anytime because of the work. You know, when the summit came to Ferguson, you know, many of us were going through a great deal of distress, and you brought some healing and provided a forum for us to vent and for us to begin to see what was happening, you know, not only to other people but to us, to ourselves. And it's good to be able to take a look in the mirror, you know, because life just goes so fast and things just pass you by, and oftentimes we're taking care of everything except ourselves. And so I just want to thank the summit for having the wisdom and the wherewithal to come to Ferguson and give us that opportunity to heal and to acknowledge, you know, where we were and who we were. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm gonna move on to well, look, this is a private joke, but I have to say it. And don't ever forget that those James Brown moves you saw in Chicago either. I just had to say it. So I'm going to move on to the 770. 770-912. Your hand is up. You're on the air.
Well, hello, Miss Henrietta. Happy holidays, Rod, David.
Hey,
it's so
Sharon.
Nice
hey.
To hear everybody's voice on here. This is Sharon, yes. I see you have, it's good to hear Darnell. Thank you. I'm enjoying everybody's pearls of wisdom. So I came in late on the show. Thanks, Chakasha, for sending me the reminder. And, I've gotten some great words of wisdom there. It really has made a difference. My Christmas this year, I decided it would be about appreciation. So I have taken on just writing at the risk of sounding vulnerable, which, you know, I'm working on allowing myself to express my vulnerability. Write kind of like love notes, but they're appreciation notes. And whatever it is about each individual that they have contributed and how they have shown their love and made a difference or supported me in my life, then I've written it down on kind of like a little poster thing that they could just post a note up on their wall and embedded it with a little cash, but that none of these people need any cash, and that's the blessing of it all. And that has been a real joy, just being in that energy of being able to express love and appreciation and not wait till they're 6 feet under. Hmm. You still there?
I'm on mute.
Thanks, Sharon.
Yeah,
thanks, Sharon, for that. That was really great. So great that, you know, at the end of the show, we got all these blockbusters coming in, Darnell, Petal, Sharon. Is there any more surprise callers in the queue?
You know what?
Shakasha came in, our number one superstar, Shakasha came in. So it's just, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself with all this joy and coming into the show right now.
Well, you know, I have to thank Petal because she said she pushed the number one. I was like, oh, is that how that works? So we've been
right.
on for a while, but didn't know I needed to push the number one.
Right. Well, and thank you for saying it now so that, because I do see someone from California or with a California number. So if I'm going to just check in with you to see. But anybody who wants to speak, just press the number one, and it'll let us know that you want to speak. So, Sharon, thank you. Thank you for all of the everything, you know, that you contributed to the 2016 some of you. I'm going to come back to you, Sharon, in a minute because I have a question for you. I'm checking in with, 415-405. You're on the air.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Malcolm Boyd. I finally figured out how to, this is my first time calling in to you. I finally figured out how this little thing works. I was a little confused. Your show is very interesting. It's real inspirational, and it makes a person step back and think, you know. I think the key to a lot of what we go through as individuals in our life is our cognitive ability to step back and think our actions out. We've got so automatic with our behaviors nowadays that we just do things without thinking them through. And there's nothing wrong with just stepping back, and everything from getting out of bed, putting your shoes on, to how you're going to go about your daily business is just thinking through. Am I intentionally heading the direction I want to head? Am I going to get the results that I want with my actions? Or am I just like a pinball, just bouncing from here, there, or a bowling ball going down the alley? I crash at the end and I knock the pins down, and hopefully I get a strike. You know, that's a metaphor basically for, am I setting myself up for the type of success that I desire? Or am I just setting myself up for failure? Hello?
Now we're here. Wait, Henrietta, are you in? Henrietta, did you fall out, Henrietta?
I'm here. I was on mute.
Okay.
I was on mute. Okay, Malcolm, thank you.
Thank you, Malcolm. Yeah, thank you, Malcolm, all the way. We appreciate it. And I think you were waiting on Henrietta. I also thought Henrietta hit drop.
Yeah, I was
before she's running the show.
I didn't know if I was still talking to anybody. Was I talking to myself? Or?
No, we're here. We're here.
No,
I just run off at the mouth.
Right. Malcolm is a new friend of the summit, someone that Glenn met. And so we'll hear more from Malcolm next month, actually. He's an author of several books, and we're going to feature him on one of our shows in January. So, Malcolm, thank you. Thank you for joining us this night, and who you're listening to. Who you've been listening to all night are members of the leadership body of the International Black Summit. And so that's what you're listening to. So thank you again for joining us.
No problem.
I'm going to move to try 917 one more time to see if the person would like to speak. 917, you're on the air, 558-917.
Well, Pacquiao, thank you, Rod, for taking me off of mute. I've been trying to speak a long time.
Okay. That was Henrietta.
I have muted myself on the side to
hold on.
Ron said, just mute him. Just mute it. So this is Oren.
Hey, Oren.
Oren.
Right.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what we're going to do now. I think I don't die and went to hell.
Right.
Go ahead, Oren.
We tried to bring you in about 3 or 4 times, but there was no response.
But I'm glad to be on. Season greetings to everybody, and was that Darnell from Ferguson that was on?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It sure was. That was him. And then we had Petal from Chicago, and we had Sharon from Atlanta, and Shakesha from all around the world. So we've had a lot of people on.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, in response to the question, reflections on Ferguson, and, I would say my moment is focused on, like David had said earlier, there are so many, many aspects of it, so many different, but I knew Rod, so many different aspects of it and things that were just incredible and miraculous and wonderful. And, you know, very, that came out of this summit, that I experienced in the summit. But I think the one of the things that I took away with from the summit was this time when when we were speaking and we were going through some kind of process, I can't remember, but Darnell was sharing and he said, and he was trying to give us an example of some of the things that were happening in during the period of the protest, and the frustration and rage and anger and feeling some at some point of like hopelessness that they were experiencing. And he turned around, he said that we just went out there and we screamed to the universe. And we screamed to the universe, and the universe heard us. And since then, we've made tremendous changes in Ferguson. And the way he said it, like I could just get in him, like I just visualize the energy of the rage and anger and frustration in the people in Ferguson. And screaming out, you know, people call it riots and all of that. But what he said was, you know, it put a whole different light on it for me. It was like speaking, like when there's no other place, so you're going to speak it out and scream it out to the universe. And then for him to speak in the same moment about the miraculous changes that has occurred since that period, since that time. That was a very powerful lesson for me. That was a powerful piece, a powerful connection to the universe. And that, I think that was my highlight in terms of what, like that, what I can experience when you said it, my body just went through chills. You know, it just like electrified my body. And, that is how I see one aspect of rage, you know. It shifted and there was a shift in how rage occurred for me after that. Out of the whole conversation in the summit, and, you know, I look at rage differently. I look at now as an asset, more than the way I would look at it before, because now I know from the experience of the summit and the work that we did that, and I think it's Rod mentioned and inside of Bill Jordan's share that rage can be shifted, like, you know, it's there. And also there's like a flip side, there's another side to it. And inside of that rage, you can do something. There's the other part from, because the rage is speaking to something that you want that you want to see change, or shift. And then getting in touch with that can have that shift occur, and the change occur. You know, so. That was my experience. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, that you took me back, you know, because I can remember. I can remember, you know, some of what you were talking about, and basically every time one of the people from Ferguson went to the microphone, it was, you know, it was just, you know, it was just one of those moments. Rod, you were saying something. I didn't want to interrupt you. go ahead.
No, I just said thank you for Aura and Cher. I didn't say anything else. That was it. Just saying thank you for Aura and Cher.
Okay. But yeah, thanks, Aura, because that, you know, it was such an honor to be in Ferguson. It was such I don't know the word, I don't know the term, but it was one of the most facilitator participation is what stood out for me, was how the facilitators became participants in Ferguson, you know, like full participants. And that's what was, you know, just so powerful to me. And I think it made such a difference. Well, for me, it made a lot of difference having spoken with so many people in Ferguson and to have the facilitator body go to the microphone and share themselves, you know, was to me, it brought everything together. It connected, you know, it connected the summit body with the Ferguson, with our Ferguson, our new family members, you know. So I want to come back to Sharon. Sharon, I see your mic is already on, but I want to come back to you to see if you wanted to acknowledge your 2016 year with the summit. In any way, whether it's the summit or just something that occurred for you in 2016.
Okay, so we're still in 2016. So
yes.
Each summit year is always a growing experience. The end of this year, what has opened up for me is really getting and understanding my leadership abilities and leadership talent. I have several members of the media team here, David, Chitasha, and Darnell. We're trying to get you to join us too. We have a meeting on Monday. Text me or get my number from Henrietta. And also being a part of the leadership, also a member of the virtual team. And with this year's completion of the year, there was an opening on the virtual team, and I kept getting people saying, well, Sharon, why don't you be that team leader? And I'm like, no, because I got enough on my plate with my responsibilities in the summit. I'm trying to achieve some things in my life, write my book, do this, finish some old things. You know, I really try to keep some balance, right? So I want to acknowledge John Thomas for our conversation in around leadership, because one of the things was my concern with choosing to be a team leader for the virtual team was like, I'm going to do it wrong. People are going to perceive me as being bossy and telling them what to do, and that's really not what I want. And, you know, I had this idea of what a leader should be and how they should be. And John actually opened up something for me to see that how I am naturally, which I could really see that was being successful and empowering when I was on the, you know, facilitating our media team calls. I was like, yeah, that's what I do. And yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that. And for example, is in our meetings, I always leave it open for everybody to have an opportunity to share and share in such a way that it forwards the progress and not have their idea invalidated. Now, we might not be able to work on it now, but it's noted, it's charted, it's recorded, right? And people have an opportunity to feel heard. The other thing was also being the team lead for the corporate sponsorship team and holding that space. And hadn't really had, you know, I had Shatasha on and off, but no other members, and I've had a busy schedule, so I was sort of like, man, I wasn't being successful in doing that, I didn't do this, I couldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. But what I saw is, in holding the space, is that things were getting accomplished. So, for example, Henrietta, you initiated the contact with Starbucks, and, you know, together, you, me, and some other people, we put together a proposal, submitted it to Starbucks. You know, those things happened, even though I wasn't doing them, and I saw that things were still being accomplished just by holding the space. And this is true for also my activities teamly, is that I kind of feel sometimes like I should be doing it. And I hadn't been able to do it, and I saw where the team members were stepping up and getting stuff done. So for me, that's a big learning space, and truly getting the leader and the leadership talents that I bring, like, with a level of confidence. Sometimes you know stuff, but sometimes you need that situation or person to say, this is really your talent, your ability, and then you really get it, like, no shit, right? So those were the most significant things out of this year for me. Thank you.
That's great, Sharon. That's really, really good. The team, what I heard was was leadership. And, you know, one of the things that we say in the summit is that the team leader listens for what the team is saying, you know. And that happened, that occurred on many teams this year, that, the leader was able to see what it was the team was asking for, what the team saw, you know, and hold the space, you know, in those different times. And Sharon talked about our connection with Starbucks and writing that proposal, and the other two people who were engaged in that proposal were Niamo Wed and Latasha Brown. So the four of us together, you know, we were able to get that done, and it was just unbelievable how that got done in the time that it was done. And so just acknowledgement to everybody that was a part of that, and you know, and thank you to everybody, basically. You know, we're going to Guyana in August, so August 3rd through the 6th, we are headed to Guyana. And as I've been saying throughout this show, is get your passport, you know, like, get your passports. And I'm talking to the people who will listen to this show at another time, you know, but get your passports. And like I said, we'll be letting you know about airfares and hotels, and, you know, whenever we get information, we will let you know. We'll let you know via the talk show. We'll let you know via our website, which is blacksummit.org. And, you know, add your name to our list. You know, leave your name and your email address at blacksummit.org, and we'll be able to communicate with you throughout the year. I just need to acknowledge my partner, Glenn. And Glenn is in Guyana right now. And, you know, Glenn got instructions from everybody. He got instructions from Oren. He got instructions from me. He got instructions from Nancy, you know. And so he's down there doing his thing and has had some wonderful experiences that, you know, if you go on Facebook, you might be able to see some of the things that he's experienced. But he's on vacation, but he's also, you know, working with us and putting the event together for August. So, you know, people who go back to work next week, set your vacation time for that first week of August, August 3rd, which is Thursday, which is the prerequisite day for people who have not taken the prerequisite, and August 4th for people who have. But we still want you to be there on Thursday because the opening ceremony is Thursday evening, and that's when we get to know the community. And as you know, Orin has a community in Guyana, and we met Orin's brother, we met Orin's nephew, and probably other members of his family. And, you know, so they are part of, hopefully they are part of the hosting there, along with other people that we have there. You know, Afua has been there, and she's been on radio and television, and Glenn is working on some of the media pieces also while he's there. And so, you know, set your vacation time to join us in Guyana next year. Also, again, if you want to be a part of the independence celebration in Guyana, we were told that that begins on July 31st. So you should actually get there earlier for that celebration and just party right on up until August 3rd, the day that we start. And enjoy, just relax and enjoy yourself. Rod, back to you.
Well, I just want to go ahead and, like I said, close the show with thanks for everyone coming on. I'm glad that, of course, Glenn is down there doing his work. You know, Glenn is actually, he know his family's from there, so it's like a homecoming for him. Homecoming, and also to do the work of the summit. And also just to thanks for dwelling in the conversation and the question of, you know, what Henrietta brought up about engaging in our rage and engaging in how the summit was for you and all the different things that come up. And also thanks again for also presenting all the different teams that we have that that also make up the summit all during the year. And thanks for allowing me to be the co-host on this great show tonight. I think our show normally is an hour, and now we've gone almost like an hour and a half. So I think it's also just a whole great celebration that everyone came onto the call to actually have this call be like a completion call going into the new year and going into our new summit. And with that, I think I'm complete.
This is Petal. May I say something? Can you
Rod,
hear me?
I was just going to say, yes, we can hear you. Hold on 1 minute. I was just going to say I've opened everybody's mic. So we'll start with Petal, and if anybody else wants to speak, you know, your mics are open. Go ahead, Petal.
Okay, so actually I wanted to take the opportunity just to, like, complete for myself this year and to actually say what I see for next year. And it actually came to me, like, just pretty much in a song that just shares, you know, how things have been for me this year, like the possibility of embracing those things, the possibility of what's possible for the universe and the possibility of what's possible for my life next year. So it's just, so I'm going to sing it real quick, okay? Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for my heavenly home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And that says it for me. And I'm complete.
A beautiful way to end the call. Thank you, Petal. Henrietta, thank you so much for hosting the show. Rod, thank you for stepping in, and thank you both for the reminder so I could come and be on the call tonight. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Great, David. Thank you. Thank you, Petal. Anyone else?
Yeah, Henrietta, I just want to make a quick correction.
Okay.
The independence, the July 31st is not independence in Guyana. That's not the independence celebration. It's the start of the emancipation celebration. That
emancipation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it was May. It's 26th of May. And then the Republic celebration is in the start of February. But the emancipation went, you know, like throughout in the British colonies, and the enslaved Africans were proclamation and stuff was presented within that period. So it celebrated on around the 1st, the end of July, the start of August each year. Like, similarly, like what we experienced in, I think it was Belize.
Yeah.
It was Belize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Warren.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Make sure your phone is off mute. Well, happy holiday, happy new year to everyone. And thank you for all of your work, all of your energy, all of the love, you know, all of the thought, all of the conversations, all of the team meetings, all of the triggers, you know, all of the everything that has gotten us through this year. We are so grateful for you. On behalf of Glenn and myself and Rod, who has joined us tonight, Shakesha, who sits in for us sometimes, we are really grateful to have everyone on this call. We look forward to having more calls, you know, more of you join us on a regular basis. So happy new year. Enjoy the last few days of Kwanzaa, please. And God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night, John Boy.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Grandpa.
Good night.
Good night, Guyana. We'll see you soon.